Since school began 6 weeks ago, Principal Stan Law has spent only a few days observing teachers and giving them feedback. And that's support educators at Arlington need. Many of them are fresh out of college. Instead, he joins building police and other staff who fan out across the school's expansive corridors to hunt down dozens of students daily. These are kids skipping class, vandalizing the building, smoking pot, and creating havoc.
Like this is a hotspot, for example, where kids just can move up and about the building.
We're walking along the second floor D hall when Law hears someone in his stairwell. He motions to me to be quiet and then begins creeping up the stairs.
I knew it, you little rascal. Don't worry, I got you. The one I just was talking over there, about the headphones, that's him.
Law is desperately trying to wrap his hands around the school's most urgent problem, kids running free in this 380,000 square foot building. That's about the size of an IKEA store for thousands of customers. But at Arlington, there's just 630 students. A combined middle and high school with this low enrollment has an equally lean crew of educators. But trouble is, that's not enough staff to control the oversized mischief that can strike each day.
I saw it. Graffiti. You all did it.
No, we didn't do it. Yeah. It right there.
Today, Law stumbled upon four boys hiding in a first-floor restroom.
When I came in, I saw no feet under the stalls, which tells me you were all up on the stalls. I'm not a fool.
Since school began, there have been fights. There have been firecrackers. The athletic training room is even trashed. Fire alarms are pulled so often that it seems normal to hear this sound. Students have pushed and otherwise assaulted staff. A teacher's car was even stolen out of the parking lot during class time. Police suspect students were involved, and the car hasn't been found yet. In August, around 100 students were suspended at Arlington, mostly for fighting and skipping class. And that's about how many students Law believes is responsible for the ongoing trouble.
That means the rest of the students are, quote unquote, regular kids, so to speak, and I don't want any of these other antisocial behaviors to impact them in any kind of negative way. And that's why we really try to hit it hard and want more adequate supervision. This is a huge building. This hall alone is this is probably about 150 yards. You know, kids can run it. Adults, it's another thing.
Law has asked IPS Central Office for at least 20 more staff, including 13, to focus on student behavior, discipline, and safety. It's unknown yet how the district will respond. Other schools need help too. And IPS faces a potential $16 million reduction in state funding the next 2 years. But if it's approved, it'll be a relief for Steve Mormon, the one-time NFL player and Arlington's football coach. He also oversees the GLC. That's the Guidance Learning Center. It's sort of an in-school detention where students are sent for skipping or disrupting class. And some days, more than 40 students could wind up here during one period. Mormon says school staff have to gain the students' trust in order to change these bad behaviors. And slowly, he's seeing it happen.
So you're starting to see that with a bunch of staff. You know, the kids are hype. Want us to be here in the morning. They don't want to be that absent guy that's not here. So I'm starting to see that, and I just think that I think the administrator's done a heck of a job, man. I really do. I mean, this is tough.
But not everyone is sure the situation will change. Briella Tomlinson, a dedicated volleyball player, is an Arlington senior, and she's just tired of this nonsense. She's seen Arlington run by IPS, the charter company, and now IPS again.
When I was in eighth grade, it was actually IPS. And then once Ed Power took over, it was calm. But now that it's back to IPS, it's just crazy for no reason. Like, people just do a lot for no reason. And yeah.
Tomlinson's not talking about leaving. She wants to become the student body president. She wants to make the school better for the students who follow her.
I expect it to be fixed because that's an expectation as a student.
So, has the school culture gotten any better in the past 6 weeks?
No, it hasn't changed, and it probably won't, not too soon.
For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Eric Weddle.